possible.
Travelers, because of volcanic ash, day four and counting. Ooh. And that volcano is still spewing in Iceland. Can you imagine? A lot of Americans actually affected by this. Goldman Sachs, a.k.a. Sachs, facing massive backlash, not just in the United States, but in Europe, too. Why should you care? Well, because financial reform, baby. Too big to fail. Isn't that what we heard about the banks? What do you think of financial reform, or at least this version of it? Massachusetts Senator Brown is saying he'll filibuster the finance bill. His first appearance on a Sunday Swirl show, he was on Meet the Press on CBS talking to Bob Schieffer. And as part of that, as kind of the setup, let's let you hear what Obama had to say about financial reform.
Lo and behold, when he returned to Washington, the Senate Republican leader came out against common sense reforms that we've proposed. In doing so, he made the cynical and deceptive assertion that reform would somehow enable future bailouts, when he knows that it would do exactly the opposite.
All right, he's talking about Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell has been blasted for some of what he said about, hey, you know, we're going to dig our heels in here. There's no way I'm objecting. And there are several others objecting to what we see as this policy of too big to fail. Senate Republicans say all 41 GOP members will vote against allowing debate on the current bill to begin. That's enough to amount to an effective filibuster. Here was Brown's take on it.
Well, I think the president's political arm is now taking over this debate, and it's unfortunate because I, like many others in my state and throughout the country, want banks to be banks. They don't want them to be casinos. They don't want them to take risky bets on our money. And I think that this is an issue that we can clearly come to common ground and just solve the problem. Where there are problems, we should fix them. But the regulation of the bill that's being proposed by the banking chairman dramatically affects businesses. Mutual, for example, Liberty Mutual, Mass Mutual, these folks are caught in that regulation as well. It's going to cost potentially 25 to 35,000 jobs. Well, I can say it very clearly because the regulations that they're trying to reel in with some of the risky hedging that Betts are doing also affects companies like I just described in Massachusetts. It's very clear. And speaking with Secretary Geithner the other day, I certainly noted the president's comments, but Secretary Geithner has some of the same criticisms of the bill in that it doesn't end the bailout mentality of the big bank, the too big to fail concept. And in addition, there are a lot of things in the Dodd bill that are just bad for business, small businesses in particular, and we should do better. And I called the president out the other day in the administration to do better and stop politicizing these issues and just start solving problems.
Oh, I like that. Let's not politicize it, and let's try to solve the problems. Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown, in his first appearance, coming up swinging and backing up Senator Mitch McConnell, as I mentioned, from Kentucky, who's the top-ranking Republican and is definitely vowing to do whatever he can to stop in its tracks, saying that this intervention, same thing, it would hurt the small businesses. It's not set up correctly. And you heard in what Brown said, he was talking about particularly two companies affected in Massachusetts. He was pressed to defend that a little bit more as to why, and here's what he said.
He's not saying no to financial reform, unless I'm mistaken, because that's never the impression I've gotten in the 73 days since I've been there. Throughout our caucuses, that issue has been in the forefront with the teams that are negotiating with the banking chairman to try to find common sense reforms and address situations like the one that I just pointed out, with where companies are caught in the big web. And when you have government interfering in businesses, small businesses' lives, and just throwing like a one-size-fits-all approach just to score political points, it's sad. We should be looking at real issues. Real solutions to these problems. And to politicize it is clear what they're doing with, trying to score points, and he should do better.
Yeah, I think they could do better, too. There's some things they could tweak. What's really at odds here, and this is where we start. Hi, by the way, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You love how we just dive right into this. And this gets under my skin, too. But anyway, one of the main problems is in this trying to regulate a trading deal called derivatives. If you don't know what a derivative is, it's kind of a form of a trade. It is a form of a trade where investors try to protect themselves by offsetting their risk or speculating on future value of assets. And this is one of the things that would be in there that would be regulated that infuriates certainly a lot of Republicans as to why this would kill some of the smaller businesses and some of the things that they do. McConnell says that the Republicans believe the fund would actually perpetrate government intervention in industries similar to the bailouts or takeover of some of the aspects of banking like we've seen and with the automobile industry and some other industries. And, you know, regardless, and he's right, however the money is produced, if it's a bailout fund, that guarantees that we're going to be intervening to bail out the big firms. And I agree with that, this notion of too big to fail, tough crap, because all of us certainly have failed and we didn't get a bailout, right? I think those, in the case of what happened in the big bailout, they could have failed. They should have let them fail, and they didn't do it. And this is where most of this opposition comes from. A lot of that is that, again, pushing for more government intervention. You may have some thoughts on this, 800-259-5791. Coming up on the show, we can count during this hour of America Tonight. Boy, there's a lot of things to count this time around. I'll tell you what, part of we can count is flip-flopping, only this time it's flip-flopping in the entertainment industry. Not, believe it or not, when it comes to politics, because that's every day, right? We're used to that. Or not when it comes to a business move. The U.S. military is updating what their plans are for Iran. Of course, all this has to go through the president, but the Pentagon and U.S. Central Command say they're kind of moving forward with what the plan would be to hit Iran's nuclear sites, giving the options to the president in case he wants to pull the trigger on Ahmadinejad. And this has been discussed in private for several weeks because there is a big concern about what has to happen here. What are the options if Obama decides to go on a military strike? I can't imagine they're going to go this route, but you have the Iranian president who continues to volley all his nasty rhetoric against the West, claiming that Iran is so powerful no country would dare attack it, and that the army is so big that no enemy can have a thought of invading the territory. They wouldn't have any success. And he's had a lot of choice words, let's say, for a lot of the leaders in the West. What we don't care is his nonsense that he's spewing, except for when it comes to amping up nuclear weapons. That is the concern. And why, oh why, there haven't been tougher sanctions slammed against Iran, I have no idea. It should have happened a long time ago. That's probably the first step. Cut the crap and do it now. Stay with us.
It's a fact. 1 in 5 females will be a victim of assault. Join Al Horner, the host of Not Me at WebTalkRadio.net, to get life-saving information and weapons knowledge to take control of your life. Al recommends DIY, selfdefense.com, your online superstore for affordable self-defense weapons designed just for women. Don't be a victim. Get the defense tools you need. Shop DIY, selfdefense.com today. That's DIY, selfdefense.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
How'd you feel about your country bombing Iran? Yeah, no joke. A memo that the Defense Secretary Robert Gates had that was leaked to the New York Times, he says, was mischaracterized. In his memo, there were concerns about whether the existing policy is sufficient that's on the table right now. And I just described that the Pentagon and the U.S. Central Command were updating their plans to hit Iran's nuclear site. So that's where they would go. That's what they would bomb. And Ahmadinejad just continues to pour forth with spewing with all his venom and nonsense and craziness that I don't think too many people actually take to heart. But he is such a whack job, and he's throwing more than sand in the face of everybody in the West, that if you're really serious about trying to stop the nuke deal, because remember that was a whole big meeting last week with the 47 different countries, then you got to stop this guy. And you have to stop him by hitting him where it counts. And the first step is to stop talking about sanctions and make them rough sanctions. I mean, cut Iran off. Cut him off. Admiral Mike Mullen, who is the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, as you know, said that he can't believe they were taking seriously enough the need for fresh thinking about how to attack Iran's nuclear sites if the president even ordered a strike. He's saying he wanted a plan to provide the Prez with more options if he was going to go that route. And they're always updating, by the way, plans, especially when it comes to the board of the evil empires. On the board, you know, you have certain evil empires, North Korea, Iran. So they have to have a plan. They would have to have something in place if they were going to do anything. But can you imagine a military strike on Iran? Would you support that idea? It would be at the nuclear sites. And Mullen is saying that a strike against the program wouldn't be decisive. A military strike against the nuclear program would not be decisive and would only be delay and set back Iran's efforts. So how do you decide? This is the question, and we've talked about this many, many, many times here on America Tonight. How do you decide when enough is too much? How do you decide when, geez, we're going to have to take action here? We have to verify, and we can't let this guy bully us around anymore. I mean, he's the aggressor. And we got to think of some prudent options, and maybe the only option we have is to just nail them, is just to nail those sites. But then they have to know the sites. They have to know that, in fact, that's what's happening there, and that's part of probably the problem. And that's what they have to know. They have to know what exactly you're looking at in Iran as far as nukes and how close are they to a nuke and where and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And the bottom line is it's verification. How do you verify that? If you're going to go to the wall, you have to know that for sure he's assembling this nuclear weapon. But how do you tell it if they haven't already assembled it? Or how do you know that they have every moving part to it to assemble it? And, you know, where specifically is this weapon? You know, what are the facts about where it is or where you would hit? So it could be a step in the wrong direction if you haphazardly take it. But I say the thing that has to happen, and there's too many dead horses on this show, so I don't want to keep beating the same one. My take on everything Iran centered when it comes to nuclear weapons is we've been way too soft. And nobody really wants to go in this direction with Ahmadinejad. They don't want to take a hard stance, except for Benjamin Netanyahu. If Iran dared try to do anything to Israel, he'll fight back big time. Then you'll see a bomb unleashed like you've never seen before. So this secret memo gets reported in the New York Times, but it's nothing new as far as what we know as to the severity of taking Ahmadinejad seriously. So what are the contingency? What's the contingency plans? What's in our best interest? And hey, we are the people in the United States. We make up the people, right? From the point of view of where you're sitting or lying right now, do you want to see that happen? Because what does it open up? Does it open up a sleeping giant where awaken the sleeping giant even more? Does it start World War III? I think the sanctions, I think heavy-handed sanctions, I mean, basically really cutting Iran off is the way to go. And then force Ahmadinejad, because he says he has such a powerful army, force Ahmadinejad to make the choice. If he wants to press it to the limit, then he can do it, but it'll be on his hands. I think that's the way to go. Let him drown in that option himself and then kick it back. But first, they being the world community, UN, whatever, U.S.-driven, have to do that first. Make sure that you've pressed it all the way, and that has not happened yet. So I say go for the hardcore sanctions first. Then if things continue and it looks as though Iran has a bomb, which would be incredibly dangerous, then I say go for the strike if you continue to get sand pushed in your face, meaning the United States and the UN, then go for it that way. The UN probably would never, I can't imagine the UN backing this, though. Cannot imagine it. Okay, the other big thing, and it was what I was talking about right here from the get-go, and you heard Scott Brown, the senator from Massachusetts, and what he had to say, and he'll be that filibustering guy, is it looks like you're going to have this partisan squabble, showdown, tug of war over financial regulation reform with the Republicans on one side and the Democrats on one side. The Democrats say that it's going to prevent another Wall Street meltdown like the one we saw that was what led us to the U.S. recession, let's face it, back in 2008, in the fall of 2008. But the problem is, it's not quite that easy. It's the same thing. It's what's in the bill. What's in the bill that's going to hurt private industries or small companies that will pay the price for some fat cats who got bailed out? And it is definitely more government. And the problem was they should have never, I don't think you can have, I don't think you can say again that the banks are too big to fail. Because then there's always a chance they can be bailed out. And what does that say? The Treasury Secretary was on NBC, part of the Sunday Swirl, and he felt confident that a strong package of financial reforms would get approval. And there are a couple of things that are setting this whole thing back. And you had guys like Senator Mark Warner from Virginia, who was also on one of the Sunday shows, and he says the Senate bill includes an early warning system that would spot signs of another crisis. You're kidding. They couldn't spot it the first time around, or they never can spot it, so what's going to make this one different? And part of what it includes is a $50 billion liquidation fund created with money from banks and other finance industries to pay the cost of closing down failed banks, just to pay that out. It would mean that the Wall Street firms have to write their own plan for going under and put down money in advance to ensure some kind of a process to bankruptcy if there was another crisis. However, when you look at this, I think that the fund just means more government intervention in industries that would be just like bailouts or some kind of takeover of banking, just like we saw with GM and just like we saw in some other industries. And I don't want that. I don't think that should happen. So, yeah, we can't have the status quo, but part of the reason we have the status quo is stupidity. Like bailing the industries out, bailing the banks out, and then not having any trace on the money. You're giving the money for bonuses? What? Are you kidding me? Please. By the way, just to throw more gasoline into the fire, how about this little gem, this little nugget I'm going to give you. The FDIC fund is in the red until 2010. So the government insurance fund designed to protect consumers' bank deposits is going to stay in the red through that year. What does it mean to you and me? We'll talk about it on the flip side. Stay with us.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
America, I hope you had a great weekend. And we're going down this road of the FDIC. And I want to tell you this, you know, that they're not going to be, what, in the red until 2012. The Senate Banking Committee found this out the other day because you had the chief cop, or Sheila Bair, she's the one in charge of the FDIC, saying that, you know, that they were taking some steps to replenishing the fund, but, and that it wouldn't put the rescue fund in the black until more than 2 years from now at the earliest. And why? Because of all the strain, the surge in bank failures. That's why. 98 banks have failed so far this year. It's reduced the fund's value to $10 billion from $45 billion a year ago. Oof. Last month, they painted a more dire picture than they talked about the fund that's in the red after taking into account future bank failures that they think will happen. But they say it wouldn't be the first time that the fund had a negative balance during the S&L crisis. Remember in the 80s and the 90s it slipped into the red. And it's supposed to hit bank failure, probably the cost, $100 billion over the next 4 years. So they're trying to raise quick cash. Lemonade sales, I'm telling you, I think that that's what we're going to have to rely on. Seriously. And I wonder how many people don't want to put their money in banks anymore because they don't trust them. Instead, they're doing, a lot of people I know do credit unions if they've got a good credit union. So, you know, they're not 100% guaranteed, at least in credit unions, they have a reputation for being conservative. They don't have crazy bank fees and they're not hounding you constantly for your business, for some other aspect of your business. I call it the Bank of Mexico, I mean, B of A. They're calling me every day, every day. I'm thinking, what, do they think I'm Donald Trump? I mean, I don't get it. And they do slam you with hidden fees. So credit unions, you can figure out what they're doing. They're in tight with the local community, but you don't have high returns, but your risk isn't high either. And I know a lot of people, like I said, they get a lot of advantages in going through a credit union, and you might see more people do that. The interest, anyhow, is minuscule with the banks. If you leave your money in a bank account, a savings account, you're not getting very much in your return anyway. And then what sometimes is crazy, I don't know, Matt, I don't know if this has happened to you. When you go to a bank and then they do this thing sometimes where they hold your checks a crazy amount of days? Have you ever had that happen to you?
I've ran into that, I think, like once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it's crazy.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I mean, some of them were, I remember there was one time it was like a payroll check, I believe, too. And still they, like, decided that, oh, we have to have like a 5-day hold on it.
Oh.
Or something like that. And then when you, it's something that you don't expect, and if you really need the money as well,
yeah, you're stuck.
Then it makes it even worse. That's why I've kind of been starting to shy away from the banks and cashing checks elsewhere, because then you get the cash in hand, then you can deposit in your account if you want to. But I just like having control over it, I guess.
Yeah, I like having control over it too, and that's why, and this is what we're saying over why Congress is divided over financial reform. And then you see, in talking about the FDIC, it scares people to death when they hear that you're not getting big returns anyway, but what risks are you assuming by leaving your money in the banks with how many are constantly failing? And the idea that you might not have the backing. I mean, do I believe that right now you do? Sure. But how long is it before we find out that, well, geez, we didn't realize just how bad it was out there, so now we're gonna have to pony up even more money. We're trying to raise all this cash for the FDIC. We're gonna have to figure out a way to swap some more money in there just to make sure, because we've got now 25 more banks failing, and every day you hear about more banks too. It's nuts. All right, this is really nutty, because a couple of weeks ago, and I even did a story on it on AmericaTonight.net. If you go to AmericaTonight.net, I talk about our Fair or Foul contest, too, but you can check out the blunder of the day, what you missed, some choice interviews, that kind of stuff. And it's interesting. I did a thing on Spirit and the fact that they were charging up to $45 they want to for a carry-on fee starting in August. So Senator Schumer is saying that several airlines have promised not to charge passengers for carry-ons. Well, of course not, because they're already gouging the crap out of you for your, for everything else. $10 for a can of potato chips. How many hours do you have to sit on the tarmac? Those earbuds you want, $15. American is going to start charging for pillows and blankets. So the usual suspects aren't going to charge for the overheads. American Airlines, Delta, JetBlue, United Airlines, and U.S. Airways all say they won't do that. And, of course, they're not going to do that because it would be crippling. I mean, how much more can you squeeze the consumer? It's nuts. It's nuts what's happening with air travel. It used to be, and it's not the fault of the people, by the way. It's not the pilots. It's not the flight attendants. It's, you know, I've learned more about what they have to go through and some of the perks and benefits that they have that they really used to have and how great it was. But people forget this. Remember Captain Sully. He gets up to testify that, oh, you're the hero and everybody loves him and it's still amazing what he did, the miracle on the Hudson and landing the plane. And I love what he said when he looked straight at the politicians' faces and said, you know, I had my salary cut by 40% and I want to say something. I want to stick up for my fellow pilots and flight attendants for what they're going through. And you have to, it's the same premise. You have the big guys at the top, top heavy, making crazy amounts of money while the people below are getting screwed up. You have pilots in some airlines that are so tired, they're working two jobs, they make nothing. Remember the plane that went down, the commuter plane that went down in Clarence, New York, a suburb of Buffalo? Then you find out the people are making less than $20,000. They have other jobs. They can't make it work, whatever. And, of course, they're flying the plane, and they're lucky that their eyes are even open. That's the scariest thing. So at least we're not going to get crazy slammed on the head by these overhead fees, by, you know, carry-on luggage, at least on the airlines that I mentioned, because they're not going to come back on that. Because Schumer's going to do a bill that's going to amend the tax code to eliminate a loophole that he and some other senators say allows airlines to avoid taxes on certain fees. So they're going to do that, and at least then you wouldn't have the baggage fees for the carry-ons, which is, it's good. I mean, it seems like now air carriers are at this point with the line in the sand that most middle-class families, gee, this is like a familiar theme on the show with taxes and everything else that we're talking about, that a lot of middle-class families will not be able to fly. If you have, how many kids do you have? If you have three kids, four kids, and I don't care if you're really good about paring down the luggage, boy, those bags would add up. 25, 35 a pop just for one bag. You got a couple bags. You're flying to Disney World or whatever, and then you're flying back to somewhere in the Midwest or somewhere in the Southwest, wherever you're going. That's just crazy, the amount of money you would spend just in that alone. So Spirit is basically saying this could be a good airline for you if you're going to come here and have no expectations. You're going to get on the plane with the clothes on your back. Then please, by all means, we have limited places where we fly. So approach it that way, and you'll like what you find when you fly with us. To be fair, it is a very small airline. It's a budget airline, and they don't have a lot of money. They can't grab money from other places, but I think they were signing their own death warrant by trying to go for the overhead carry-on luggage stuff. There was other things they probably could have gotten away with or thrown in there. And, you know, you can pick and choose whatever airline you want, but I think for some people that'll kill it because they're starting to nickel and dime people, and that's, you know, that's the problem. And all the airlines are doing that. But this one was just so over the top that you know, you were just shocked when you heard it. $45 for carry-on luggage. Oof. And the problem is so many people do computer things or they're business people that they're going to have some. Even if they really are good about their luggage, they're going to have some stuff that they have to, carry with them. They have to do it if they're going with for presentations or whatever it is they're doing. Coming up, we have Weekend Count.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400% better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves. Incredible grip in any conditions.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My pillow for the rest of your life.
Yes, it's time for We Can Count here on America Tonight. Don't you love it when they yell, 12? It is one of my favorite segments because so much of our life revolves around numbers, right? I mean, it's all about numbers, really, if you look around. And trust me, I know some numerologists that will really convince you it's all about numbers. Ask Toyota. Toyota says they won't contest a $16.4 million civil fine. Do you know what this is for? Yeah, the sticking problem. Hopefully all of you listening to me have not been a victim of this. It would be a little bit scary. And I know, yes, you can throw it into neutral and there are things you can do and you don't have to be in a complete crazy panic. But that's not the way you react when you're feel like you're in an Alfred Hitchcock film and you're slamming down that brake and nothing is happening. So Toyota, who has more than a black eye over what's happened, will agree to this fine. It's the largest ever slapped on an automaker for the four-month delay that they chose to go through in telling the feds, which would be the Transportation Department, about the defective gas pedals. they waited when they knew about the sticky gas pedals. They knew in September. They didn't issue a recall until January. So they're going to pay the fine, and it's the largest, like I said, ever civil penalty against any automaker. But I think they're going to pay it and just try to bury this, try to get away from this as fast as they can. What's interesting, though, is when I've did a little poll of Toyota owners, and I do know a lot of people that have Toyota trucks or cars or whatever, none of them are shying away from buying the Toyota or loving the Toyota they already have that has a gazillion miles on it. So, you know, as much as the headlines have been ugly, I wonder how much it takes a bite out of Toyota's profits. It's going to take somewhat of a bite because they're paying this fine. They're going to have lawsuits. They've also had to reduce the, you know, some of the rates. They have 0% interest or whatever. They've got all kinds of specials going on to try to entice folks to continue to buy Toyota. So I guess from that point of view, they will certainly lose money. But I don't know that they're going to lose customer loyalty. I think that's still a little murky. All right, here's one for you. Remember Daryl Gates? Yep, he was the L.A. police chief during the Rodney King riots. I didn't realize this, but here's the number. He's dead at the age of 83. I didn't think he was that old. He had a battle with cancer that he lost, and he became very well known because of the Rodney King affair and the 92 riots. And he was at home with his family in Newport Beach. He had a 14-year tenure as the chief. But that ended after all the criticism over the four-day riots and the white police officers. Remember, there was four of them that were acquitted of most of the charges in the beating of Rodney King. Boy, that video, they showed that video everywhere. I mean, you could not, that story played out for a very, very long, long time. So he was under big-time fire for what happened there. All right, also on Weekend Count, because I am a Phillies fan, I'm going to tell you this story, but normally I would probably not tell you it, but it's just so shocking, and I know it's just going to just, I mean, people are going to beat me up for this, but Matthew Clemens had a bad time at the Wednesday night Phillies game, but not nearly as bad as the 11-year-old he threw up on intentionally. Police say that this 21-year-old creep shoved his fingers down his throat and vomited on the 11-year-old daughter of an off-duty police captain.
What,
then,
are you kidding me?
I know. Then slugged the cop in the head several times. That is sickening. It is. And it kills Philly. Because everybody says, oh, you threw batteries on the field. Yes. And you threw snowballs and batteries at Santa Claus. And so this just adds to the lore of the city called Brotherly Shove. And this is pretty vile behavior. I mean, disgusting. What's the deal in that? So what happened was, is this guy was ejected from the stadium the night before. And, you know, the moment he sat down at the game, he was cursing loudly and doing all kinds of ugly things. And so then he turned around and did that. Well, he's going to pay the price for it. What a dope on the rope.
What you did, you little jerk.
Yeah. They need to export him somewhere. Let's send him. Well, he should just be banished to Minnesota.
That would not fly here with the Minnesota Nice.
The Minnesota Nice. No, it wouldn't, would it?
No.
People in Minnesota are nice.
Except for the only time we've had something kind of like this was the big Chuck Knoblauch fiasco.
Yes.
When he came out in the left field and,
yes,
and some unruly fans, some people that I actually knew, or some of them, were throwing batteries and hot dogs and other stuff at him.
Yeah, that was surprising for Minnesota. That's
but
not
he,
typical.
He said some nasty things about Minnesota, and so we're quite prideful as well.
You can't
just turn your back on us like that.
That's true. The Baggies, the fans of the Baggies, with the big Baggies, you know, talking about how the old stadium was. All right, so here's another one for We Can Count. 80% of Americans, that's you and me, baby, say they can't trust Washington. Say it ain't so. They have little faith that the massive federal bureaucracy can solve the nation's ills. Really? This was the Pew Research Center that dug all this up. And the Pew Research Center showed that public confidence in the federal government is at the lowest point in half a century. Yes, it's true. So what happens in these midterm elections? That's going to be the curious thing. The survey found that just 22% of those questioned say they can trust Washington almost always or most of the time, and just 19% say they're basically content with it. Half say the government negatively affects their daily lives. Ooh. So the government is so raw and on your nerves. It's, you know, I'll tell you, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like it in my lifetime. I've talked to other people. I've talked to my mother. I've talked to, you know, aunts and cousins and other people in all different parts of the country. And there is a lot of dissatisfaction, honestly. And it cuts across whatever you label yourself as. It doesn't matter, conservative, Democrat. I mean, some people think that there's happiness among Democrats, but there's not, because a lot of Democrats don't like what's happening with the country and the direction we're going in, and frankly don't like what's happened with Barack Obama's administration so far, which I just dub it ineffective. You know, people have more intense labels or labels that are sometimes kind of ridiculous, but it's just ineffective. It's ineffective no matter how you look at it. Here's an interesting week in count, and this is where we end. You ever have an overdue library book? I'm sure in my day I've had them, but I don't know what the biggest fine is I ever paid. New York City's oldest library says that President Washington checked out two books in 1789. He never returned them. So Washington owes $300,000 in a fine. Good luck trying to recoup the losses there. I think that's so fascinating that they were able to dig back in the history of their archives and find out that George Washington had those late fees. I think it's probably one of the more interesting stories that I've heard as far as somebody with overdue books. $300,000 is what that fine would be. Here's what I wanted to know, and I'm sure I can find this out. I know one of the astute listeners probably already knows this, but I got this sent to me in a text message. I don't know what the two books were that he didn't return. I think that would be interesting. They must have been of some use, or perhaps the excuse would be, which we'll never know, is he was just too busy back in those days in 1789 and moving forward to actually return those books. But what a fine he racked up, eh? You can send me your thoughts, day or night, to americatonight.net.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!